VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber detonated a vehicle-borne bomb on Wednesday evening outside a British security company's compound in Kabul. It made way for a group of armed attackers to storm the facility and engage in fierce gun battles. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the raid on the high-security facility housing the G4S security group. It said at least 10 people were killed and rescue workers have moved more than a dozen injured people to the hospital. The British company is said to be training Afghan police and providing guards for the British embassy. Russia says it still expects a meeting to take place between President Putin and President Trump, as planned, despite Russia's seizure of Ukrainian ships. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
Russian border guards captured the three vessels and their crews, and officials say they'll try the seamen for violating the Russian border. Trump, in an interview with the Washington Post, suggested he may cancel the sit-down with Putin in Argentina following the seizure. "I don't like that aggression. I don't want that aggression at all," Trump said. But Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the forthcoming meeting is on and that Russia had not received any information to the contrary.
The Russian President Putin says Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is responsible for the standoff with Ukrainian naval ships in the Black Sea on Sunday. He said it's an attempt by Poroshenko to boost his re-election chances next year. Putin spoke in a televised speech on Wednesday. Russia's military, meanwhile, said it's adding more anti-aircraft missiles to its defense systems in the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula. On Sunday, the Russian forces seized the three naval ships and their crews. This is VOA News.